Welcome to your five for the day. As I write today's script, I am looking out of my window to a beautiful cloudless blue sky. For some of you listening, this may sum up your day today. For others of you listening, your day may be the exact opposite. Your day may be like another day a while ago, when I was looking out of the same window and all I could see were black clouds accompanied by torrential rain. The two scenes represent the extremes we tend to experience along life's journey, when either everything seems to be fine or everything seems to be black, with no ray of sunshine possible. A few days ago, I was talking to a teenager who had just applied for a job and had been successful in the interview and was looking forward eagerly to a secure future. On the other hand, only last evening I returned home from visiting a lady in her 90s in hospital. She was so weak, so frail, had just been returned to hospital having thought she was getting better, lamenting the fact that she just didn't know what was going to happen to her. I had prayed with her, trying to encourage her to keep trusting in God, the God who cares for each one of us in the good times and bad. Going back to that black, cloudy, stormy day, there was one thing that made all the difference and brought a ray of hope of better things to come. There, in all its seven-coloured glory, was a rainbow, the evidence of God's promise to the world that no matter how black things may seem, God's mercy, care, and provision are always available and at hand. After the record of the biblical flood in the days of Noah, God put a rainbow in the sky to confirm that no matter how bad things are in this world, he would never again judge sin with a global flood. In my opinion, the darkest hour that this world has ever seen was the period of 3 hours from midday to 3 in the afternoon, when midday became midnight as Jesus hung upon the cross at Calvary. In those long, lonely, desperate hours of darkness, Jesus, the sinless Son of God, took upon himself the punishment for the sin of the world. He took my sin and your sin upon himself and experienced God's punishment for it. Could there be any hope for him? Could he come through to the other side? Thank God he could, and he did. Once he cried with a loud voice, "It is finished." Once he had voluntarily dismissed his spirit and entered into death, the price had been paid. His disfigured and bloodied body was removed from the cross by loving hands, quickly embalmed and placed into a borrowed tomb, only to rise in triumph from among the dead 3 days later. The account of the resurrection is found in each of the four Gospels, but Mark in his account in chapter 16 and verse 2 puts it this way. When ladies came to the tomb expecting to do a thorough job of embalming his dead body, they came to the grave at the rising of the sun. Thankfully, it was not only the sun that was rising in the sky, but it was the Son of God, rising from the dead. Although the light of the world had been extinguished briefly for 3 hours on the cross, the light of the world was reignited and has blazed throughout this world ever since. Today, he is still living, not only in heaven his home, but also in the hearts of all who have trusted in him as their Saviour. I ask each of you listening to me today, is he living in your heart because you have trusted him? You can have that assurance right now through an act of faith, and know that however dark things may seem to be around you, it is well with your soul. I encourage you to be wise and trust him today.